All right, there we go. We are live. It's episode 92 of the OGs podcast. Monday, chipper as a daisy, they say, on a Monday, a rainy Monday. Harry Mays, Jason Martinez. Let's get the portion of the podcast out of the way right now, Harry, where you go, what do you think of this weather?
Oh, it sucks. We're going to have rain for the next 4 days, I think.
Like a deluge, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, we apparently had a deluge last weekend, too, when I was down in Florida. So I missed all that. I think we got like 3 inches of rain over the course of those couple of days. So, it's unbelievable, man. It's like we live like in Seattle, the Pacific Northwest, or like in London or something, you know, places where you typically know it always rains. Like we've had a lot of rain. I mean, I guess it's good that it wasn't snow, because we could have been just belted over the course of this past winter. In January, it rained a lot. I know I had to put a tarp out on my front steps, because if we get like significant downpours for like sustained periods of time, like where we might get like an inch in a 2 hour span, like I flood, like I get water in my basement.
Yeah.
I had to do that like 3 times in January alone.
Yeah.
And here we are in April, when it typically is supposed to rain. So April Fool's Day, and we're starting out. It's dark. It's dreary. I've been up since 5 a.m., and I still feel like it's 5 a.m. because it's so fucking dark.
Now, when you get up at 5 a.m. on a day like this, how do you just not go, you know what, I'm just going to resack out and get some more sleep?
No, I can't.
You just can't sleep?
I'm old. You know, I don't sleep in.
Well, so am I. I can sleep till 11. Not Harry, I'm 52 now.
Yeah.
No young man anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll be 59 in June. So,
oh, man, that's
check
great.
Back with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about age for a second, because
why?
Well, because it's a non-factor, in my opinion. I think
really
your answer is exactly why I want to talk about. Why?
Yeah.
Because like people are like, oh, you're 52. Holy cow. You know, like, who gives? I don't care. I don't act 52. I don't feel 52. I don't even know what 52 supposed to feel like.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, how do you know what that feels like?
Yeah, I don't. I don't even know what it's supposed to feel like. Here's what I know, is that when, you know, we were kids, 14, 15, and we saw a 52-year-old or a 59-year-old, we thought they were old as shit.
Right.
But I think we are proving that that is not the case.
Well, anymore. They looked older back then.
They did.
I think people looked older back when I was a kid than they do now.
Yeah. Why is that? Are we just
don't know. I guess we're because maybe we're in better shape. I don't know. We're eating better. I have no idea.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I see like pictures of people like there's guys that I race with, that I game with, and I had sent them the picture of you and I with Joel Embiid. Where you're standing there next to Embiid on the floor.
Oh, this is at the practice facility a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And I'm there standing on a chair.
Right.
And he's still taller than me.
Well, yeah.
And, you know, I'd sent that on Saturday, and I turned 52 on Saturday. And people were like, you do not look 52 years old. I go, what about the guy that's with me? And I don't mean Embiid, because he's older than I am. And they said, he looks like he's in his mid-30s. And I'm like, I feel like I have some friends that look really fucking old.
Yeah.
Like I ran into a guy I played hockey with at Wawa a couple weeks ago. I'm not going to say his name, but he played hockey at a very high level, was drafted by the Montreal Canadiens.
Oh.
I ran into him and I was like, I couldn't believe I walked by him one time. I think that's him. And then I walked by again. I'm like, and I said his name and it was him. And Harry, I will tell you, he looked 20 years older than me.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, why do you think that is?
Well, he had a few rough years where he really beat up the body a little bit.
Yeah,
and I don't mean in sports, but you've beaten yours up like crazy.
Well, yeah,
you know, I had years of beating the shit out of mine too, but it doesn't seem to have like it ages certain people in different ways. I think, I don't know.
I think it's hereditary. It's just like what your genetic makeup is.
Yeah, I think that's part of it too.
Yeah,
I have two older brothers that are 5 years older than me. They're twins.
Mm-hmm.
They're 57 and. For their age, they look fine.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. It's bizarre, though.
I don't like thinking that I'm going to be 59. That's old to me.
Well, it has nothing to do with 59 for you. It's 60 for you, that you're within a year.
Oh, yeah?
That, okay. Yeah, a little inside psychology here on the program today tells me the 59 is not the actual number that you're afraid of.
Oh.
You're afraid of 59 because it means you're one from 60.
Right, right, right.
Am I right about this, Harry?
Yes, you are correct.
Good diagnosis.
Yeah, and what is this T from the 203 saying, too much Ozempic? I'm not on Ozempic.
No, I don't.
That's that weight loss thing that the celebrities
are using it.
Yeah.
That doesn't age people, though. No. People are dropping weight like it's going out of style with that shit.
Are they?
Oh, my. Yeah.
Real fatties, though. Like, you got to be really fat.
No, but like a lot of people that aren't even, you know, like.
Like Kelly Clarkson fat.
She used it. Yeah.
Yeah.
They said that she used the keto gummies that were on Shark Tank, but that was actually spam. Yeah, yeah, Mark Cuban spoke to it on the Lex Fridman podcast that he worked with Google on removing the fact that that would show up there because those keto gummies do nothing.
Yeah. So. Well, now there's stuff all over Instagram now where you don't even know if it's true. It's like a Joe Rogan is on his podcast talking about some product.
Yeah, it's AI bullshit.
Yeah, half the time it's bullshit. Like he never even spoke about it, but they... You know, that AI stuff can make it, like deep fake stuff, I guess, is what it is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they can make it seem like that, that he's endorsing this product and that's why he's ripped and jacked.
It's dangerous.
And so successful. Yeah.
It really is.
Yep. You're absolutely right. Then you got this AT&T hack that just happened. Are you an AT&T customer, Harry?
No,
I'm not either. They got hacked, apparently. They did? 93 million people's data is out there. They said on the news, on the dark web. I've never seen the dark web.
I've never been on the dark web.
Hey, what's the address for the dark web? Can we go on it on the show?
I have no idea, but I've never been on it.
I'm on the diet web, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, what are you doing?
And frankly, it's kind of boring, the regular web at this point.
You're on something now, right?
Yeah.
Where you're going to the bathroom every 2 hours.
Well, I do that normally.
No, I don't mean that. You know. I don't mean number one.
Yeah.
I mean number two.
Yeah. Yes, number two has been very prominent in the household because me and the old lady are doing a body detox, Harry.
The old lady's doing it too?
Yeah, she is the women's version of it. And what you do is the first day at night, you take four of these pills. Mm-hmm. And then the next 6 days, you take four in the morning and four at night.
Oh, my God.
It says it's a powerful, comfortable, easy, fast-acting, all-in-one formula, men's formula for the body detox that helps remove waste pounds, also aids in your kidney, stomach, prostate, blood, lungs, toxins, colon, liver, and skin.
Mm.
And let me tell you, it's having effects. I don't know if it's doing anything good, but it's having an effect.
Well, is this like FDA approved, or is this some thing you got from China?
No, I got GNC.
Oh,
I recommended it. Yeah, I trust my guy at GNC. He's good. Yeah, he's good people. Yeah.
GNC.
Yeah, and I know that it's a good product because it was not nearly the most expensive one, but he recommended it.
Okay.
You can always tell the guy. If the guy always recommends, this one, it's $128 and everything else is $30, you know it's bullshit.
Right.
But this was not nearly as expensive as some of the other ones that were out there, and he said this is by far the best one. So.
Yeah, and Chad Everett says, if you want a body detox, drink a 12-pack of Schlitz.
I've done that detox.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to do the Bush detox. I was bigger fan of the Bush.
Not fun wise. Bush.
I love you're a Bushman.
I'm a Bushman.
Yes, you are. You've always been untamed and unfettered.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
But yeah. But it's weird. Like, I feel really good. Like, I have a different kind of spite. The old lady's got it too. It hasn't done anything for libido, but I get a different kind of spike of energy and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And like you put on pants, you definitely feel different.
Yeah. Well, I mean, then what happens when you stop this thing after 4 days and you start holding water back in your body? Then you're going to go back to looking normal.
Well, no, this is not water. You're drinking 8 to 10 ounces of water a day on this. This is flushing
solid
toxins.
I normally drink 8 to 12.
And hence why you look great at 59.
Yeah.
You hydrate properly.
Hydrating, you know, very early in the morning.
Yeah, because oftentimes you're hydrating in the evening in a different fashion.
Yes, yes.
With a very heavy pour.
Yeah.
A few empty bottles of vodka in your in your recycling
bin. Yeah.
Yeah. I brought it out and I was like, Jesus Christ, it's all glass. You don't get plastic.
Yeah. I get the plastic.
Yeah. You can get the good plastic stuff.
Yeah. Jesus. Oh man. So, with sports, we had baseball opening day.
Did we?
Postponed from Thursday to Friday. I got home on Thursday and they had already called it off.
John Belairs call it off, Harry?
No. I know he wanted to. I thought he's doing real estate or something.
He had put out a tweet, I think, on Tuesday and said the Phillies should move opening day to Friday now. Let people plan. And he broke down the reasons why.
John Belairs did.
And I don't know if they listened to him, but they ended up making the call a little bit later than Belairs did. But I agree with John on this. If you can make the call earlier, there's a lot of planning that goes into opening day, going down there and to work and the whole thing.
All the pregame festivities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good on them. Game didn't go well.
And the weather was awful too. I played golf on Friday. Man, I've never played golf in winds like that. It was like 25 to 30 mile an hour sustained winds. Like it was unbelievable. Like it was not enjoyable.
Like it was never behind you or two, right?
Right. It's always in your grill. But no, seriously, like had I known it was going to be that bad, I would have bailed.
Yeah. And it takes a lot for you to bail.
I couldn't imagine sitting down at Citizens Bank Park in that in a late afternoon. Damn.
Just getting
really
pelted.
Windy. And then, they stink. As soon as Wheeler comes out of the game, they're up 2-0. And the bullpen gives it right back 2-2. And then before you looked up, it was 9-2.
Yeah.
And they got belted in the later innings of that game. And then the next day, you're thinking Nola's going to come out there with a big performance. And he gets shelled. He got rocked for 7 earned runs in the first, 3-4 innings of the game.
Yeah.
They get pounded, but they get a win yesterday. So they got
series
one
salvager. That was,
yeah. I mean, you don't want to get swept by your rival, division rival, but they salvaged one game. So now I guess they got the Reds coming in for a couple. But we're gonna have Larry Bowa on next Friday. Talk a little baseball
this Friday.
Yeah,
this Friday. Yeah. Larry Bowa is top tier on this podcast. We both think the world. Bowa,
one of my favorite individuals.
Yeah, and not even just to talk baseball, just anything.
Yeah.
Like, I love Larry Bowa, and I cannot when I text you, we should get Bowa, and you text me back in and then 5 minutes later, he was confirmed.
Correct.
And I love that.
Didn't take long.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. That Bo's right to the point.
Right.
No
bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Colin says, the fragility of baseball fans is incredible. 0-2 is the end of the world, and yesterday meant they're all the way back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
People were like, "Is Sunday a must win? 6-1-0. 160 games left.
People feel the same way about the baseball season as they do like a football week. You know, you lose one game in the NFL, it's like, you know, you're heading for the bridges, right? Yeah.
One game of baseball is less than a tenth. Of a game in football. Yeah.
We got 159 to go.
Yeah. Let's settle down here.
Yeah.
But people freak it out because, you know, Nola signs the contract and they were
and Wheeler, but he was great.
Yeah. Wow. Wheeler's absolute stud. Do you get into baseball right out of the gate?
No.
No, it takes you a while to work your way in.
Well, yeah, it's just because it just doesn't feel like baseball.
No,
like it's cold.
Is it June when you can start getting in?
I am very bothered by the weather, as you can tell.
Yeah, it does. It has a lot.
I was in Florida for a week. Okay, coming back here was like, it was like putting me in a freezer.
Yeah,
yeah.
See, that's the problem. That's what you did.
Yeah.
If you stay here, 58 feels good.
No,
if you leave and go to 80, 58 feels like the Arctic Circle. It's all
58,
relative.
I'd sign for 58 right now with no wind.
Yeah.
Problem is it's 58 and it feels like it's 42.
It does also feel like it's been windy nonstop for about two weeks. It's been bananas.
Which is normal. It either gets really windy early in March or late in March. And now I think we're getting more or less in the late March period. But yeah, these March and April months are, you know, it's a crapshoot.
Yeah.
As far as the weather.
They're transitional months, but they're usually a lot.
Seems
of
to last forever, and then all of a sudden, it's 90 and stinking hot and real humid. It's like there's no real period of, you know, 65, 75. You know what I mean? Like, that's where I like it.
It's not that gradual. Like, in the fall, I feel like it is more gradual.
Yeah, the fall's the best.
Yeah. Yeah. It's more gradual to winter.
Yeah.
Are you watching the tournament?
I watched a lot this weekend. I didn't watch a lot the first weekend because I was at my mom's, and she doesn't have the greatest television setup. In fact, it's so bad that I'm buying her a new TV this week, and I'm having it delivered, and I'm actually going to get her a YouTube TV subscription because she doesn't get squat, and I can't handle it.
Well, if you're going to do that, you can give her a code that gives you money off your subscription for the referral.
Yeah, well, I got to get mine first, and I have a lot of questions still about it. Like, it seems like it's a really tough thing for me to do is cut the cord.
Harry, it is not tough. Complicating it for no reason.
Okay.
Just cut the freaking thing, well, like Mikey Miss said.
what was that in reference to? Yeah, cut the freaking thing. I remember.
Eric Lindros was in the studio, and his headset got all tangled up, and Coach Camille, I think, was trying to untangle it.
Oh, jeez.
And they're on the air, and he's like, geez, just cut the freaking thing already.
I love that.
Yeah. It was wrapped up in the armrest of the studio chair.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. All right. Because I'm going to get, there's like 70 some odd channels or whatever, $70 some a month. It's very affordable. We're spending a shitload of money on like four different cable boxes throughout the house. It's a mess.
You get five units with their standard YouTube TV. Five TVs can be on at the same time.
Okay. Well, that covers us. We got four.
Yep.
How do you hook up your TV? Like, does the cable stay in there from the wall?
No, it goes through Wi-Fi. It's on a smart TV.
And okay.
If you have a Roku TV, you just get the YouTube app.
I don't have Roku.
Or you can just put the YouTube app on your television, YouTube TV.
I have that.
Okay. Then, yeah, just sign into your regular YouTube account.
Mm-hmm.
On the YouTube TV account, and just on your TV, just subscribe.
Okay. Well, what about?
And hook up your TV to your home Wi-Fi.
I have two other TVs that aren't necessarily, they're 40 inches, and they don't have the same capabilities that my two big ones do.
All right. Then maybe you go out and you get a $20 Roku for those.
What's a $20 Roku? What the fuck is that?
It's just a remote and a little transponder you plug into your TV. And
like a Fire Stick?
Yeah.
Is it kind of like that?
Yeah.
Because I have one of those.
Supports YouTube.
I have one of those for one of the big TVs.
Yeah, but you need a Roku one because that supports YouTube. I don't know if the Fire Stick does because that's an Amazon.
See, these are part of the questions I got.
Yeah.
I don't think this is going to be as seamless and easy as people make it seem, is my point.
I had zero problems.
You had zero problems.
Zero.
Then why don't you come over and help me do this?
Am I doing this during the Flyer season or after?
During.
In other words, you want it this week.
Well, yeah.
We'll figure out a time. Flyers have 3 days off this week.
You're suggesting I got to get two Rokus?
Let me go to your house first before you start buying shit.
Yeah.
And let me see what your needs are. I'll bring one of my Rokus to show you.
But now do you see what I'm saying? It's not that easy where you just call up Comcast and say, hey, cut my cable, keep my internet, and boom, I got the YouTube. It's not that easy.
You have to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, this isn't just like, hey, I want it, now it's there. Like, there are steps you have to take. What do you think this is?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I got a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just check, YouTube TV is on Fire Stick. I thought it was.
Okay. Well, then you don't need the thing.
Well, no, I do for the other two. Like, I need a stick in every TV?
No.
You don't?
No, you're gonna stream right through your TV. Your TV's a computer. You're just going to stream through the TV.
I got Sony Bravia 4K TVs.
You'll be fine. Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll be streaming like a madman.
Yeah?
Yeah. Joey B goes, Mert equals the Geek Squad for Harry.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, it's the Best Buy Geek Squad. That's what I'm going to do. I'm ordering one for my mom and the 55-inch, I guess it's a Samsung.
Perfect.
She's got enough room for a 55 in this thing. And I go down there and I can't watch the Golf Channel. I can't watch like cable. No, it's just, I'm like, how do you live like this?
I will tell you, Harry, one problem with, and you're going to have a problem here with YouTube TV, uh-oh, is they do not have NHL Network television.
Who gives a shit? Who cares?
You're not going to get your Jackie Redmond fill, Harry.
Oh, my God. No. The amount of time I've watched the NHL Network, like 2 seconds worth.
Come on.
Seriously.
You're going to have your
what next? NBA TV isn't available? Because I don't watch NBA TV either.
I don't watch any. I don't watch maybe NFL Network a little
NFL
bit.
NFL Network I watch.
But I'm not watching, yeah, NBA.
I even watch MLB. The MLB Network sometimes.
Yeah.
Depending on what's on. Wow.
Yeah, I've missed my Jackie Redmond, Phil Hare.
Yeah.
And Jamie Hirsch.
And T from the 203. No, I don't need you to help my mom set up. You stay in Miami. It's a couple hours from my mom. You stay right there, right where you are.
Yeah, we are not giving you Harry's mother's address.
No.
Get that out of your head.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we'll get you set up, though. We'll get you in.
We'll get you in. And then you'll get a credit, see, because I know you sent, I want you to get credit for it.
Yeah, I'll send you a code. Absolutely. I'll use my code when I set you up. A little
but speaking of the Flyers now, boy,
are we?
Boy, they stink. They're not tied. 82 points, same as the Capitals, but the Caps have two games in hand, and they're 2 points ahead of Detroit, who's got one game in hand on the Flyers. Seven games left. They've lost four in a row, including to those mutts, the Canadiens and the Blackhawks of all teams, who stink. And then they get this Russian goaltender, which postponed our podcast last week, this Fedotov dude. Now, what's the story here?
Well,
what's the story?
Look, I'll be fully transparent here for a change. I had heard from somebody that the Fedotov thing was still in the mix about 3 weeks earlier. And I was blown away. I was like, whoa. I thought that ship had sailed.
Now, when you say in the mix, you mean about getting him over to the country, right?
Yeah, getting him
and out of the KHL or whatever the league is. Because right?
Because he had another year.
Okay.
On his contract. And he signed a 2-year contract when the IIHF, the International Hockey Federation, ruled that the Flyers contract was valid. They didn't give a shit. They made him sign a contract over there. And he did. So he played this year and I figured he was going to play next year. And it was like, okay, now he's getting 28, 29 years old. It's just never going to happen. Mm-hmm. Flyers, they did a thing they called it. They told his contract. It was valid, but they told it. So it didn't click off. And this year they suspended the contract. So they still had it, but it wasn't being used because he was not available to come over. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden news breaks that Siaska let him out of his contract in Moscow and wished him best luck in his future endeavors. And a day and a half later, he's here at a press conference.
Wow.
With Danny. And it was like, holy shit, this happened really quick and under the radar. This Briere's got an extraction team in Russia because he got Kolesov over here too, who's now with the Phantoms, the other goalie. But this kid, this Ivan Fedotov.
Is it Fedotov or Fedotov? How do you pronounce
Fedotov.
It?
Yeah,
Fedotov.
Yeah, we were calling him Fedotov forever, but in Russian, the middle syllable is the big one, apparently.
Oh.
So it is Fedotov. And I had a chance to meet him after the press conference, and he's a giant.
He's like 6'8".
He's 6'7".
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, first of all, like, what's the equipment look like that this guy puts on?
Right.
He was enormous.
One of the pillows is as long as you.
Yeah. Yeah, I stood next to one of his pillows at the game the other night, Harry, and it came up north of my belly button.
You could have slept on it.
Yeah, it was like a love seat for me. It was huge. I'm like, and the paddle of his stick is like I use a 25-inch paddle from the heel of the stick to the paddle.
Yeah.
I think his is 29.
Kind of like the blade.
Yeah.
Like the
thick part that comes up. And it's mind-numbing how big the Flyers put a picture of him out at practice, standing in front of the net. He's like standing like this, and it looks like it's photoshopped. And the net looks like one of those little kid nets you get your 4-year-old with a plastic Mylac.
Is he any good?
He had some really good years over there, and was good in the Olympics. Kind of a late bloomer. He was a 7th-round draft pick of the Flyers, I think, in 2015. But he was a late bloomer. Mm-hmm. And this year, he had a bit of a rough start because he was had the year of military service. He didn't play. He was in the Arctic Circle, and then they moved him onto a Navy ship in the Russian military. They literally sent him to Siberia.
He's like banished to Siberia.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a Hollywood movie. So that was the other part that was weird. Like, when you're sitting there across from him at the practice facility, it was like, man, this is like, it's surreal that he's actually here because you know everything he went through.
So will he play tonight against the Islanders?
Yeah, I don't think he's playing tonight. I would have played him tonight. I would have played him.
What sweater number is he?
82. He wore 28 over there, but we know nobody's going to wear 28 here again.
No.
Because of the L cap.
Yeah.
So 82. I would have played 82. Him tonight because the team looks gassed. They are. Yeah. I mean, they have 15 games in 30 days in March.
They got the Islanders tonight, who are still in the periphery of the playoffs. And then they got a 4-game road trip. And then they finish with 2 straight at home with, I think, the Devils and the Capitals. And we've been talking about that Capitals game for a while because it could come down to that. Who knows? Yeah.
And the Caps will be on a back-to-back, and the Flyers will be on 2 days rest in between, which is
right.
So,
And Washington has a tougher schedule down here the final stretch. They got Carolina on the road, Detroit on the road, Tampa Bay, Boston at home, and then, of course, they come to Philly for the end of the season, the last game. Detroit also has Tampa Bay on the road. They got the Rangers. They got at Toronto. But then they finish with Montreal at Montreal.
Yeah. So, you know, look, I didn't think Washington was going to stay in it. Somehow they have. It's going to come down to that Washington game on the 16th. Going to. And we'll see. Like, the Flyers got to find a way to get a win tonight, and then they have the couple days rest, which they need dearly. Yeah. And then kind of recoil for that final 6 games of the season, back-to-back Friday, Saturday with Buffalo and Columbus. So Flyers have the easiest strength of remaining schedule of the teams, but they haven't been good against bad teams. They've been good against good teams.
Like the case with Montreal and Chicago just the other couple days. So,
yeah,
they got to get back to it here because I was sort of penciling them in as a definite playoff team.
Yeah.
Now they're a wild card right now.
Which, I mean, it doesn't really matter if you're wild card or a 3 seed. You're going to start on the road. So either you're going to get Carolina, the Rangers, or Boston probably, or maybe Florida. Those are the 4 teams you could play in a first round. So advantage to all those teams in those situations anyway. Okay. But people were, after the loss on Saturday, they're all, this team doesn't deserve to make the playoffs. I don't even want them to make the playoffs. Like, that's the dumbest hot take in the world.
Yeah.
You make the playoffs based on an 82-game season. Yeah. You're going to lose to some shit teams along the way. Is it good that they lost to Montreal and Chicago? Fuck no.
No.
Of course not.
No.
But it's based on 82 games. Yeah. These people that go, well, I don't even want them to make it. Now, there's still a ton to be gained by making it, even if you go in there and you lose in 5.
Yeah.
There's still a ton to be gained.
Plus, like, if they just miss out, their chances in the lottery are nothing.
They're not even in it because it's top 12.
Oh, it's top 12. Okay.
Yeah.
So then what's the point? Like, just get to the playoffs and gain some experience and maybe you upset somebody. Who knows?
Yeah. And then people are still like, oh, this is exactly what Torch does. He gets a team on the periphery of the playoffs and doesn't make it. You don't get a high. Look, teams that get the high pick haven't done much. Like, that's not this automatic ticket out of purgatory. They have 2 first round picks last year. One of them's Michkov. Who's a bona fide star, superstar that's coming.
And where's he?
He played in Sochi this year. He got lent there. And he's got 2 more years in his contract. But the way Danny's been pulling guys out of Russia, I wouldn't be surprised if he comes earlier.
All right. So,
clearly, he knows how to untangle. Like, dealing with getting a player out of Russia is like dealing with, like, you open up a box of all your cords. Mm-hmm. Your computer cords. It's like untangling those. It's a pain in the ass.
Right.
And it takes a while, and it's difficult, and it's complicated.
It's like Coach Camille trying to set up Eric Lindros' headphones.
Yeah. You untangle one, and then you think you got it figured out, and you realize that one's tangled somewhere else.
Right.
But some people are able to do that well. And Danny's been able to do those kind of things very well and patiently, which doesn't get you 1 step forward and 3 steps back. Which is what he's done. So he's been very good at that, and he's going to need to be good at it, maybe with Michkov as well. So, getting these 2 guys over the way he has, very quietly too, and clandestine, portends well for any entanglements he may face with Michkov.
Okay. Now the Sixers.
Who?
The Sixers.
Oh.
Tomorrow night.
They should have had this goalie play for them.
I know. He's 6'7", 6'8". He probably hit a couple of baskets in the paint. I think Embiid's coming back tomorrow night.
Yeah, I there's been a lot of speculation.
This was one of the games that I looked at. Remember when he got injured, yeah. I looked ahead in the schedule, and I see that they needed at least seven games to get him kind of ready. Well, this is seventh game. Oklahoma City at home. I think it's a perfect spot. He's been with the team, traveling with them, and they've been in the ramp-up period, as they call it.
Getting him ready.
Getting him ready, working him a little bit harder, probably each day in practice and so forth. But, man, do they need him. 2-5 in their last seven. They got seven games left, and they're two games back of the Pacers for the sixth seed. Yeah. Right now they're in the play-in situation. Them in Miami and, Chicago. They have no fear of them really falling any further back, but it'd be nice to get him into that top six. I don't know if that's going to happen, but.
Yeah. So if they were in the play-in now, they'd get Chicago, correct?
I'm not sure how it works.
I think Miami would get Atlanta and the Sixers would get Chicago in the play-in.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, what's he going to be when he comes back?
I don't know.
Is he going to be a sustainable player? Like, he's a great player when he's healthy. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
One of the most dominant players, not only in today's game, but in the history of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the problem. You know, the problem is, can he stay on the floor?
They beat the Raptors the other night without Maxey didn't play in that game, but they got good games out of the backup guards, and Tobias Harris actually showed up. I guess they beat the Clippers a couple days ago over in L.A. That was their only win on that four-game road trip out west, and that was the first time I think that they faced Harden since he was moved.
And Harden walked out without talking to the media, apparently.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah. It's James Harden, I'll tell you. What a mutt. There's a lot of mutts in that league, and he's one of them. Mutt that gets paid a lot of dough.
He gets paid a lot of money. Yes,
unbelievable,
sir.
Unbelievable.
But, right? I've been dialed out on the Sixers, man, because, you know, without Embiid, they got no chance. So I'm like, why am I investing my time, you know? I'll peek in at it here and there, but I'm, you know, Tuesday night, if he plays, I'm going to watch the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's intrigue there to see how he plays.
Yeah. How long he plays, what he looks like.
Minutes. Yep, yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Because, I mean, let's face it though, that team's not going on any sort of run.
Not without him.
Not without him. I don't think with him.
Well, probably not.
Yeah. That's unfortunate, but. That process, I'll tell you, was a godsend.
I know I get in trouble anytime I criticize him, you know. Or
not for long. Puts out the clip, and then
God
Harry
forbid.
Harry ends up on all the message boards.
Uh huh. Yeah, I'm public enemy number one.
Bad takes. Bad takes exposed.
Bad takes incorporated.
Yeah, they have a Harry channel now.
They do.
Yeah.
Oh man. And then the other thing that happened while I was away. Is Hassan Reddick got traded to the New York Jets.
All that, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Now, it's good for him because he's still remotely close to home, grew up in South Jersey. But, man, you know, they're touting this Bryce Huff guy. And a buddy of mine, or a guy down in Florida, was like, yeah, with the Eagles, they brought in this guy from the Jets they're talking up. I said, they're talking him up because he's young.
Yeah.
And he's younger and probably a little cheaper. Now, he's 3 years, $51 million. They had given Hassan 3 years, I think, $45 million, but he's 4 years older.
Yeah.
And, the mantra is always younger is better.
Yeah.
And, we'll see, because now it's sack watch.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to be comparing and contrasting Mr. Huff and Mr. Reddick over this season. And the Jets have a pretty good defense. Like, their quarterback situation's a mess. You know, I guess Rodgers will come back, but their defense is pretty good. So he could put up numbers up there.
Yeah, but like, you have this guy, and he was great for a period of time, and then boom, he's just out of here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. T says Bryce Huff sounds like a tool. Not Josh Huff.
Josh Huff. That was the wide receiver with Chip Kelly, right?
Yeah.
Went across the bridge with the gun going 100 miles an hour, right?
Yeah. Over to Walt.
Those were the days.
Yeah.
Days.
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. But I'm looking forward to the draft. I need a little football.
So when is the draft?
The end of the month.
Okay, so it's like the last weekend of April, like the 29th-ish.
Let me see.
Around there.
Let me pull up, because we got the Masters next week.
That's exactly where I was going.
Next week is Masters week. I think the draft is probably the 25th. That Thursday night is probably round one. The 26th will be rounds two and three. And then Saturday, the 27th, is probably the last day of it.
Okay.
That's my guess.
All right.
T from the 203, he'll correct us. Joey B will know. They all know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. You have the Masters before everything. So the Masters doesn't start this Thursday. It's the following
Thursday. This Thursday, they're in San Antonio.
Okay.
It was a good field for that tournament.
Yeah. Who you liking for the Masters, Harry? You liking Xander Schauffele for the Masters?
It's hard not to like Scottie Scheffler right now.
Yeah, he's on a heater, huh?
Yeah, well, he finally lost. He finally didn't win this past weekend. And he actually had his first round, he had 28 straight rounds under par, which I think was a record. Tiger Woods holds the par or better streak, I believe, at 52 straight rounds. But Scottie Scheffler kept his intact par or better. He shot par, I think, on Saturday, Friday or Saturday.
I got two guys to look out for. Cantlay, I like in the Masters.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I like Zalatoris.
Oh, you know, he's not playing well, right? The last two starts, not very good.
Yeah. Didn't he have back surgery or something?
Well, yeah, last year.
Last year?
But yeah. He'd come back, and he was, like, in the top 10 in a couple of tournaments, and then you're thinking, well, he's going to knock down a win. Well, the last two times he's gone out, I think he just barely made the cut in this past week. So he needs to get sharp.
Yeah. What about Rory?
No.
No?
Never.
You don't like him at that club on that track, Harry?
No. I hope he never wins a Masters.
the Rory McIlroy hate is still strong.
Yeah. Somebody's got to do it. Might as well be me.
Yeah. Joey B with the deets. You are correct.
Yeah. The draft. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
There he goes. Yeah. Joey B said he was trying to watch the EF1 race this past weekend. Why?
What is that?
Formula E. It's like,
was that like Bobo F1?
Yeah, it's the environmentally conscious Formula One, which I do not watch.
What?
Yeah.
What is it? Electric cars?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
They run on electric. It's like a whole, like the Tesla series, I think you'd call it.
Well, what are the cars? Like what?
They look like Formula One cars. They're slightly different.
Oh, yeah? They're
behaved vastly different, obviously. Because Formula One cars right now are called turbo hybrids. It's an engine with an electrical boost system called ERS, which provides an extra 180 horsepower.
Oh, wow.
So, but yeah, they're in Japan this week. It's Suzuka, one of the great tracks in the world for Formula One. And they'll be there this weekend. Usually they're there very late in the year, but it's usually the rainy season when they're there.
Mm.
And the races, like last year's race, was cut short because it was just deluge. Just
too much water on the track.
Yeah. And I mean, look, there's been tragedy there too. A guy went off there, I think in 2014, and they brought one of the safety cranes to pick his car up onto the track. And this guy went into the safety crane, was then in a coma for years, and then died as a result of that.
What do you mean he went into the safety crane?
There was so much rain, and he went off the track and ran into the crane.
Oh,
Not a padded barrier.
Oh, all right.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a track that's very very dangerous when it's that wet. And there's like tons of turns, and it's wild. Well,
can't you just bail? Like if you're a rider, you say, that's too wet. I don't want to ride. I don't want to drive.
Not these guys. They love driving on the edge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they love that. The guy's name was, he was in the Formula One Ferrari's Academy. It was Jules Bianchi was the guy that died.
So. Nice Italian name.
Yeah. So
Bianchi. I think it's a racing bicycle named Bianchi.
Yes, there is.
Brand Bianchi, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So, it happened at the, I think it was, 2014 is when he had the accident. So,
I've been watching the tournament, though, man. I'll tell you, thank God for NC State and this DJ Burns kid. because other than that, like, I hate Purdue, and I can't stand this Zach Edey, this 7'4" dude.
Mm-hmm.
UConn is UConn. They just keep rolling on. Danny Hurley's a stud for a coach. They could get their sixth national championship as a program, which is unbelievable. You think about what they've done at that school in Storrs, Connecticut, for women's basketball and men's college basketball.
Crazy.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a place where most people couldn't even find on a map.
No.
It's like northeast of Hartford.
Yeah.
You know, and it's
which is just, not a destination.
No, it really isn't. But they're unbelievable. And then you got Alabama in there, who's really entertaining to watch. I watched that Alabama-North Carolina game. Was probably the best game thus far in the tournament, at least the ones that I've seen.
Yeah.
Alabama's a lot of fun to watch. They got this, the point guard's really good. And then they got this big kid, 6'10", white dude, that started at North Dakota State. And he's got one of these, like, hillbilly redneck mustaches.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it's beautiful. And he went off in the second half on offensive end and the defensive end against North Carolina, just took over the fucking game. He's hitting threes. He's hitting foul shots. He's hitting dunks. He's blocking shots at the other end. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And single-handedly lifted that team past North Carolina, who were favored in the game. That was awesome. And then yesterday, watching North Carolina State defeat Duke was really cool.
Yeah.
This chunky freaking DJ Burns, he's like 6'9", 280. You know, he's like a thick freaking dude, like, with a big smile on his face. He's got a smile from ear to ear, man. The kid loves playing. He's got a bunch of endorsement deals. He is living large right now, and he's really good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if he's going to be an NBA player. It doesn't matter to me, because in college, like, for this time period, he is really good and fun to watch.
Yeah. Is Gene Cady still coaching Purdue?
He's still alive.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's still alive. He's in attendance at the Purdue games. I mean, he's up there, and he's in his 80s, I'm sure.
Oh my goodness. I remember he coached forever.
Yeah, but now this other coach finally made the Final Four, Matt Painter.
Yep.
He's under a lot of scrutiny because they've had really good teams that have been 1 and 2 and 3 seeds that have disappointed. He finally made the Final Four. First time they've been to the Final Four since 1980, when Joe Barry Carroll led the Purdue Boilermakers. He was a center.
Wow.
And led him into the Final Four that year. NC State, it's their first Final Four since 1983, when Jim Valvano won the damn thing.
But he stormed the court.
Right, they came in as like a 10 or an 11 seed then, I think.
Wow.
And yeah, and I think the only reason they went to the tournament that year is the same as this year. They had to win the ACC conference tournament.
To get in. Wow.
And went all the way and won it. And this year they won 5 games in 5 days in the ACC tournament, got into the dance, which guaranteed the coach 2-year extension. They were going to fire him.
Wow.
If he didn't get in, and they were on their way to like being like 18 and 15 or whatever, and not getting in the tournament, he'd have gotten whacked probably. Now he's got a 2-year extension. His team is the darling of the whole tournament, and it's probably just kickstarted their whole recruiting and NIL donations and everything. It's amazing what's going to happen.
Yeah, you go on one run, and it can sustain you for the next 8 to 10 years.
Could. You know, yeah, it really can. It just sets you up for success.
And now all of a sudden the coach has a ton of cachet.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. Transfers want to come there now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yep. This group's fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they've rescued the tournament, in my eyes, is NC State.
That's great.
Because there weren't a lot of upsets in the first weekend, except Kentucky lost, which really kind of pissed me off, because I thought – they had a team that was good enough to win it, and then they were bad enough to lose in the first freaking round to Oakland.
Yeah.
So
Oakland's not one of those, Hallmark programs.
No. Jeez. Where is Oakland University? Tell me.
Not in Oakland, California.
No.
Is it in, where's the other Oakland? I don't even know.
Suburban Detroit, I believe.
Wow.
It's like on the suburbs of Detroit, Oakland, Michigan, I think,
so,
is where it is.
Will Eminem be in attendance, Harry, with an Oakland sweatshirt on?
Well, they ended up losing to NC State the next round.
That's an outrage.
Yeah, NC State beat them, and then they beat Marquette, I believe. So it's been fun. This past weekend was pretty good. Some good games.
Let's tell the people about another fun place called the Fudge Kitchen as we get closer to shore time.
Yeah, and hopefully you got your Easter basket filled with some of the goodies at the Original Fudge Kitchen, the official sponsor of Not For Long Media and the IG's podcast. a staple of the Jersey Shore, six locations, Cape May, Wildwood, Stone Harbor, and Ocean City. They make all their fudge right in the store, which guarantees a delicious product. Stop by and let them know that we sent you. But if you're not able to go, no problem. Go to their website, fudgekitchens.com. They'll ship it right to you.
Yep. And so in the meantime, you get the you get it shipped to you. And in due time, very soon, you'll be down there walking the boards and be able to get your Fudge Kitchen right from the shop, which is right. Beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, Yale beat Auburn too. That was another upset.
Okay.
Yeah, the Ivy League team beat Auburn. How about that? Yeah. So Oakland University is in Pontiac, Michigan, says Joey B. That's where they used to have the Silver Dome.
Yeah, the old Silver Dome was there. Yeah. Pontiac. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. All right. So we'll be back Friday, Harry. We got Larry Boa coming Friday.
Yeah.
We'll do 11 a.m. Friday morning, and we'll get ready for we'll get some great baseball talk, some golf talk with Larry as well.
Yeah, he had a hole in one recently. We'll talk about that too.
Saw that. It's awesome. Yeah.
And let's get some reviews and stuff for next week or for Friday.
We'll do that.
All right.
I can couple those together. Call, as they say in radio part, we can call those together.
Oh, okay. Call. C-U-L-L. Okay.
Oh, yes. C-U-L-L. Great. Good job on the spelling, Harry.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Everybody have a great week. Hope survive this weather. Get the arc
WrestleMania
out.
This week.
Is that right?
Are you going?
Where is it?
It's at the Link.
No, I'm out. Is what Link day is that?
It's Saturday, Sunday, I think, or Friday, Saturday. Oh. I think it's 2 days.
Yeah, the Flyers are on the road, so I don't have to deal with that traffic.
Yeah.
The nightmare getting in there with that Phillies opening day or Phillies game Saturday. And it was a Wings game.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Getting to the barn on Saturday. Pain in the ass.
Yeah, that stinks. I looked at the matches. I don't recognize any of the participants anymore. I'm so out of it.
I think we have a guy coming on tonight at one of the intermissions, Ricochet, that we have to do an interview with to promote the event.
Not Rick O'Shea.
No. Oh. No, not the Irish Rick. So we'll be back Friday. Everybody have a great week. We'll talk to you Friday on a brand new Ah Geez podcast. Yeah. Same old